Welcome to Breakthrough Church. Sit back and enjoy the word God has for us.
Good morning again. It's good to see you all. Today, I have decided, it was encouraged of me, I'm going to keep it short, or as short as I can possibly keep it. So that you guys can all go home and enjoy your mothers, have a good meal, and hopefully honor your wives and mothers and whatever else. So I'm going to try to keep it a little bit short today. But also, when we do wrap up, please don't just run out the door. We've got some gifts for all of you mothers that'll be in the back after service. So please stop and grab one. Let us at least be somewhat of a blessing to you moms today. We're going to be cliche today. We are going to have a Mother's Day sermon. So we're going to jump on that bandwagon. But I think it's got a reason. It's got a purpose. And so hopefully it's a blessing to all of us, but especially you mothers. But like I said, today I'm just going to take a few minutes to honor our mothers the world over. In 1914, we do a little bit of history for those who don't know. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson, I knew nothing that Woodrow Wilson has ever done for humanity as a president. Apparently, this is his thing that we can hang our hat on, all right? He declared Mother's Day a national holiday. The second Sunday in May will forevermore be Mother's Day in the United States. And ever since that day, we men have been struggling to make it special for our moms and our wives year after year after year. How important the role of mother is. You think about it. God chose. God made creation. We realize that. Like, he could have done anything he wanted to do, had things do what he wanted them to do. And he chose woman to become mother. He chose Eve to bear the children that would populate the world. And woman, every woman thereafter would be the ones who would bear the children that populate this world, who continue the generations. God chose woman. Here's an amazing thing. God chose woman to provide sustenance for that child. Now, I get it, like, nowadays, it's nothing major. Like, with Ella, she was on formula forever. And we have all these different substitutes. But if you think about it, not in the too distant past, and still also in other countries today, the woman provides sustenance for her child until that child can eat. God created a woman to bring that life into this world, and then created woman to actually provide the sustenance for that child until they were weaned. A child literally could not survive without their mother. And I believe, you know, some of the research that I did, if you want to know the number one indicator as to the success and the ability of your child to go out into the world and accomplish things and make a positive impact on the world, you want to know the number one factor of that is what parents are in the household. If mom and dad in the household, it is astronomically higher than single-parent households. But, so I believe in the balanced role that a mother and father play in the rearing of our children. But when we boil it down, the lives of our children literally depend on our mothers. And although, honestly, we need to be grateful every single day, today, especially as a son, as a husband, and as a father, we honor all of our mothers. So today, I'm just going to take a few minutes of your time. And I'm going to talk about a blip, just a little blip in the Bible that maybe we do not put a lot of thought into when we normally read it. But there's one thing that I have learned through this entire, in my entire life, but especially being a pastor and having to put together these sermons, the tiniest blip in the Bible can carry the greatest impact. So today we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And this is Paul writing a letter to Timothy. It says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother, what did they say it was, Daniel? Eunice. Okay, so that was going to be right. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. We're going to come back to that. We're going to wrap this all up with a nice bow. But, how many of you have ever gone to Target? Or King Supers? Or, if we're going to be real cliche about it, Walmart? And just out in public, and you couldn't help but notice someone else's kid. We all know that kid. Screaming, throwing a fit, throwing things, hitting, calling mom and dad names, watching a four-year-old use language that would make a sailor blush. I truly do, I try to spend my life avoiding judging others, but man, how often do we just have that thought, what have your parents done? You want to know what the hardest part about that is? When your own kid is that kid. I know, without a doubt in my mind, there have been times someone had to look at Ella and say, who are this kid's parents? Does she even have any? Because this kid is feral. The failures of our children will always be linked back to the failures of our parents. We were talking about that just Friday, Thursday or Friday. We were all kind of sitting at home talking about different things that were going on. And I remember when I first started as a campus safety officer in Denver, and I went to a pretty rough school, and I just remember like the first few weeks that I was there, just the stuff that I was dealing with, the disrespect, the names that I would get called, and just the disrespect that some of these kids would have for their teachers. And some of the things that they would do that I'd have to get involved in, and the fights that I'd have to break up, and kids who wanted to fight me, and just all these ridiculous things, and I got so frustrated. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what is your problem? Why are you like this? I'm kind of had it to my limit with you, and let's be honest, you're absolute stupidity. And then I had my first parent. One of those kids that I just was furious with finally got parents to come in, and we had a meeting. You know what I walked out of that meeting saying? I get it. I know why you are the way you are, because I just met the ones that are raising you. I just met those people who are putting poison into your life and turning you into this poisonous viper that you are. Just as we have to own when our kids make us look like we don't have a clue. When we have to look at our failures as parents, we have to look at the mistakes that our kids are making, and this is what we were talking about the other day. There's an expiration date. I don't believe in a 30-year-old walking around saying, because mommy and daddy did this to me, this is why I am the way that I am. Okay, at some point, it's time to buck up. You're making your own choices, and you need to be your own person. But especially when they're in your home, you're raising them, and they're under your care. The failures of the child are the failures of the parent. I truly believe that. And it's a hard pill to swallow, because I've seen a lot of failures, and I have to realize that those failures are my own. But just as we have to accept those failures as parents, we should also celebrate the victories. Here's one thing I will tell you right now. Ella is absolutely crazy. But Ella is free. Ella doesn't wander around wondering what people think of her. She doesn't wander around wondering if the clothes she's wearing are okay. She doesn't wander around wondering if she looks cool for anybody. She walks around free, being herself. And sometimes herself is a bit psychotic. But that's okay, because she's free. She's free to be herself. And so many people love her for it. Nina will call me so many times, and she's over with a teacher and a grown adult having a full-fledged conversation, because she will talk to anybody about anything. Her teachers will comment on her maturity and that she will actually have full conversations with adults because she has the confidence to do it. Gaba is making huge strides in school because truly her mother has been her biggest advocate for getting the help she needed in her education, with plans to help her for the rest of her time in school. We recognized pretty early that Carlos needed some additional help in school, and after working through that plan, he has thrived ever since then. Working with Izza, long nights on projects or math or whatever, pushing her to take personal responsibility and building trust so she can drive 30 to 40 miles round trip a lot of times every day, helping her care about being there, being on time, and putting in the work. And now she's put herself in a position to do whatever she wants with her life. Every single door open. But more than all of that here is the greatest experience I experience as a parent. I have children who ask when we have church and genuinely get excited when I tell them that it's time to go. Izza, our oldest, faithfully serves every single Sunday with set up and tear down and is always willing to help again. Going back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Paul is speaking of Timothy. He's ministering to Timothy, as Timothy does God's work. But Paul does something so simple yet so profound in just those few words. He speaks to Timothy's roots. His faith that first lived in his grandmother and then his mother, which he's convinced now lives in him. Paul is recognizing that Timothy would not be where he is in that moment without the legacy of his mother and his grandmother. What is even cooler is that the next verse says, for this reason. Paul is giving Timothy his orders, a mission, but he prefaces it by saying, because of what your grandma and mom instilled in you, I can now push you into this. I stand here today because of the faith instilled in me by my grandmother, Mary Ellen, by my mother, Gail Lee, and truly I continue to stand and move forward because of my wife, Nina. Being a mom is hard. And I say that looking at it from the outside. But I have watched my mother. I have experienced what my mother had to deal with me and my brother, and the absolute chaos that we caused our family. But the one thing that will stay with me forever, that will never, I may forget all the stupid things that I've done. I hope to at some point. But you know what my mother told me? Every single time I called her, when I was out drinking, when I was out doing whatever I wanted to do, when I was out being an absolute fool, when I was the prodigal, running as far away as I possibly could, you know what she told me every single time that I got on the phone with her? I'm praying for you, Zachary. I'm praying for you. God has a plan for you. It is not easy being a mom sometimes. And again, I'm saying that from the outside. I can talk to dads all day long and tell them the experiences that we have. But I know that I'm looking at it from the outside when I talk about mothers. But I know the weight that our moms carry. And that weight isn't for anything. It's not because you're not doing a good job. It's not because you've messed up. It's because you carry the burden of your family. So often you carry it silently. But let me give you this encouragement today. You're not alone. God knew what he was creating. He knew what he was bringing to this world when he brought mother into this world. When he brought that title, when he brought this human being and said, you will bear all the children of this world. You will rear the children of this world. You will raise the children of this world. He knew who he was talking to. He was talking to you and you and you and you and you. He was talking to every woman on this planet. And he knew what you were going to bring into this world. Being a mom is hard, and sometimes it may seem like what you are doing is insignificant. Sometimes your story may only be 28 words in the entire Bible. Timothy's mother and grandmother, their story was given 28 words. That's it. And yet those 28 words refer to a life of rearing a child in the fear of God. A life that instilled faith into their son so that he could go into service for God. So that he could himself spread the gospel. That story empowered someone to lead others to Christ for generation after generation after generation. Those 28 words have been read, I would assume, millions of times. Sometimes we blow over them. Sometimes we don't even think about them. But this is what I want you to get from that today, is that the smallest detail makes the biggest impact because of the faith of your grandmother and the faith of your mother. I can send you to this. Being a mother is a calling. Sometimes that calling isn't easy. Sometimes that calling feels like failure. Sometimes it feels like every decision I made led to the utter destruction of my family. I can tell you, there have been so many times that Nina and I have sat down in our bedroom or sat at the kitchen table alone or whatever, and just, what are we doing? Nothing we do seems like it's working. Nothing we do seems like it's right. Everything we do seems to just get thrown back in our face. Are we ever actually going to get it right? And I can promise you this. We're going to have that conversation again. But we can't ignore those victories. Here's the encouragement I want to give you today. It's Mother's Day. Live the victory being a mother. Is everything perfect in my home? Nope. Is my entire family saved? In my home, I believe so. What about my brother? Being a mother doesn't always mean that everything is perfect. And being a mother doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. You just have to be a mother. If I can give you this encouragement as we close, the long nights are not wasted. The hard days are not unseen. Your faith will be seen in your children. I don't know how many times, I can't count. But if I had to guess, hundreds of times I heard the word, Zach, I'm praying for you. Praying for you, Zach. Praying for you, Zach. And I can tell you that my mom hung up that phone hundreds of times saying that no words that I said meant anything. She doesn't care that I'm praying. Nights that she had to beg God just to keep me because she knew I was off doing things that could potentially get me hurt or killed. and wondering if God even hears me. I'm here to tell you today that He heard. He hears you. I'm standing, living proof that God has heard your prayers. Let's stand. I wanted this message to be an uplifting, happy message, and Holy Spirit just kind of moved it. And I think it just needs to be more of a real message. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes being a mom is hard. But it's a calling. God put you there. God put those children in your life because there was no one else on this planet that He wanted more than you in their life. So when it gets hard, when all you see is the darkness, when all you see is the failure, when all you can think about are the things that you could have done differently, God hears you. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't quit. Parenthood is hard. It's worth it. And one day, I believe that one day every one of our children will walk through and say, the faith of my mother is why I stand here in faith. She wouldn't quit, so here I stand. Lord, I thank you for your grace, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for mothers. I thank you for every mother standing in this room. I thank you for every mother watching online. Lord, I ask that you bring peace to our mothers today. Lord, that you reveal them, that you see them, Lord, in their darkest hour, in their hardest moments, that you were with them every step of the way. Lord, I ask that you bring them joy as they look back on being a mother today, as they sit today and reflect on what it is to be a mom. Lord, show them the ways that their faith has been instilled into their families. Lord, I ask us as husbands and as children to be a blessing, to take this day, although we should spend every day thankful and grateful, but that today especially we would show our wives and our mothers the true meaning of them in our lives. That we don't stand here today without them. And that it's the love of Jesus that they have shown through them to us that has us standing here. Lord, I ask that you just bless each and every person here. Let them have a wonderful day. Let them have a relaxing day. Let them have a peaceful day. Let them have the day that they deserve. And we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory. In your Son's mighty name, each and every one of us said, amen. Moms, have an amazing mom day. Husbands, fathers, children, take care of your mothers today. Show them the love that they've shown you, the grace that they've shown you. Cook them a meal or take them out to a meal, whatever it is. Have a blessed, wonderful day, relaxing day. Don't forget to stop in the back there, get a sweet little treat or something, or just a little thank you from us to all of our mothers, and we have Thursday night groups. So be here 6:15 this Thursday night so that we can all come together, have a good meal, have some good classes together. Be blessed. Have an amazing beginning of your week. We love you guys.